This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. And now for the latest on the hundreds of immigrant children coming to North Texas. A group of hundreds of kids arrived in Ellis County this afternoon. The topic has been the talk of the town of Maypearl for the past few days. Like many in the town of Maypearl, Bill Gallagher found out on social media that 500 Central American kids were headed to a church campground a couple of miles up the road. Gallagher, a taxidermist, tried going to the sheriff's press conference but wasn't allowed in. So like others here, he watched for updates on the news. That's not good enough, he says.
Nobody has come to us and says, hey, Maypearl, we want to have a meeting and tell you about what's going on. Nobody.
Gallagher's frustrations are common here. Plans to have off-duty deputies at the campsite make him feel better. Still, he's skeptical that will be enough to keep the kids from leaving if they really want to.
I understand that they have had horrible lives, probably, but when you've been through things that these boys and have been through, and you're 15, 16, 17, you're not a child anymore. You are a... They have been through some things, and they're reacting and living as adults, as men.
The kids coming to North Texas are mostly male teenagers. In Ellis County, they'll be staying at the Lakeview Camp and Retreat Center. In Rockwall County, a few hundred more will arrive at Sabine Creek Ranch next week. At the Lakeview campsite, about 200 adults will oversee the temporary operation. They'll make sure the kids are immunized, fed, and kept busy with activities. Officials say they won't attend local schools. Christmas decorations hang on electric poles and shops that line the short stretch of FM 66, the road that runs through the heart of Maypearl, a town of about 1,000 or so people. Christmas music plays on an old-fashioned looking radio outside the polka-dotted lizard shop. Inside, you'll find Bree Carpenter styling a client's hair. She owns Simply Beautiful Salon, housed inside the shop.
I know a lot of people's concerns is why did they bring them so far in to the borders if it's just a 21-day temporary thing. It's a tough situation. I see both sides of the story, and I see people's concerns, but also, you know, I'm a compassionate, caring person, and all I can do is just trust and show love and, you know, protect my family.
Down the street inside Maypearl's Hay and Feed Store, Jean McCaskill shakes her head when she reads and hears some of the comments. She gets that a lot of people are angry. Even so,
it's sad. They're kids. I mean, if it was grown people, I mean, that'd be one thing, but it's little kids.
Opinions aside, McCaskill says this is still a nice, quiet town. Stella Chavez, KERA News.